Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 13 to 19, part 7. God is saying in this passage how his people have left him and exchanged their glory for something that really isn't worth it. God said their sins, it's like one sin that has two sides to it. The first of all, that one side of the coin is that they have forsaken the Lord, even though he alone is the spring of living water. So they have left off their spiritual life and they have, as it were, become separated or dulled down from God. They cannot hear him. They have their relationship is spoiled. Secondly, they have made their own way. They have tried to dig out their own living springs of water, but their cisterns cannot hold this water because it is futile. So God asks if his people are slaves. Are they servants to other people? They are not. But they have become plunder. And lions have taken things from them and have laid their land waste. Their towns are burned and deserted. Men from other foreign places have shaved their heads, which was a sign of shame. They have brought this on themselves. Simply, as it were, by forsaking the Lord their God. And God was leading them in his everlasting way. They were being blessed by him, and yet they forsook him. They've gone to the rivers in Egypt. They've gone to the rivers in Assyria, looking for the living water. But there's none there either. And God said, their rebellion and wickedness will punish you in themselves. And their very backsliding will rebuke them, because they will realise that they do not have the Lord anymore. And they will see how evil they have become. They will see how bitter life has become for them because they have forsaken God, have no respect for him, have lost their awe, their worship for the Lord Almighty. And so we see how serious it is to leave off our spiritual lives, the spiritual things that we do, thinking in a spiritual manner, because we shall wander away from God. We shall end up rejecting God. And so our wickedness and our backsliding will eventually hurt us. And we will be in a very bad place.